Today we're going to look at a passage we've already studied before, but there's another important point we can draw from it. So here we go, Matthew 25, beginning in verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Today I want you to focus on the excuse the unfaithful servant gives when God asks him to account for the way he spent his life. Look, he says, I know that you're a hard man. I know that you have high standards and you hate imperfection and carelessness. You demand the very best and make no allowances for error. And that's the reason he gives for doing absolutely nothing. It kind of reminds me of people who spend their Christian experience focusing on the perfection of God in such a way that they never see the hope that God is offering. They understand that the law of God is unmovable and that God will never lower his standards. They see the huge gap between God's perfect character and their own sin-stained lives. And because the difference is so massive and the magnitude of our sins is so horrific, these people just give up. I'll never live up to God's standards, they say. And so they don't even bother trying. Of course, what they fail to notice is the result the other servants are experiencing when they simply do what God is asking them to do. The story never says that the servants with 2 and 5 talents achieved absolute perfection. In fact, it says they went on to do even greater things after the story was finished. The successful servants simply did what they were asked. Given the horrific nature of our sins and the moral weakness of the human heart, it's easy to get discouraged. The devil loves to point out that you don't have what it takes, that you only have a single talent, and there's not much hope you can do anything with what you've got. But that's all a lie, a misrepresentation of what God's trying to accomplish. If we'd only trust him, he'll start us down a path that leads to greater and greater things. God's not asking you to perfect yourself. He's asking you to let him take control. He's asking you to trust him and simply do what he asks. And the promise of the Bible is that God is very good at finishing what he starts. Don't let your sin-stained life stand in the way of a new life with God, not even for one moment. Trust that he knows what he's doing and focus on what he's doing with you right now, instead of trying to make yourself perfect. In the words of Jesus, spend your time on the problems at hand today, and you'll find that God has tomorrow well in hand. And believe me, those who catch on that perfection is God's concern and cooperation is ours, discover that it's a better way to live.